Who the hell is he? He doesn't need 5 cents at the box office. Besides, I got Byron Orlock.
Anyone for a swim?
So he won an Oscar. Who the hell remembers it besides him? For that money, I could get Sandra Dee.
Huh?
I discussed it with Sam. Well, he feels that Pat Blum's wrong for his part.
You want to see those daily numbers, Mr. Smith?
In a minute. I'll stand by, Ralph.
You were late.
Hold off on it for now.
Somebody kept me up till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, I...
Anyone I know?
You Antonioni picture.
How did you like it?
Yeah, the guy's genius.
I liked it.
You did it?
Mm.
Well, I didn't.
Okay. Okay, goodbye. Hey, you spoke too much. Tell them to send that print right out. Byron, you see our ad in the trades?
No.
Ralph, send that print back to the exchange, will you?
This picture's going to open up in 100 theaters tomorrow. Great film, eh, Jenny?
It's all right.
Gotta clean up.
Is this the new script? Has everybody read this? Sam? This is a work of art.
Thank you very much.
No, I'm serious. This is a very important film. This is the kind of property I'm going to be proud to put my name on.
Are you writing this down, Ed?
It's a good script, Sam. Don't you think so, Byron?
I'm not making any more films, Marshall.
What? What, Byron?
I'm retiring.
Since when? What, is this a gag, Sam? Hey, wait a minute. I put up front money on this script. Monday, I signed a deal with AIP. It's all based on the understanding that I got Byron Orlock.
I never signed any agreement to that effect.
You never signed anything on the last 3 pictures we made. We shook hands. Now, come on, what is it? Is something troubling you? I can understand. You didn't like this last film we made.
Not at all. I think Sammy directed it very well.
That's why I let him write this new script. Haven't you read it? This is a real new change of pace for you. Okay, everybody out. Let me talk to Byron alone.
Please, Marshal, no scenes.
Give me a minute, huh? Come on, Sam. Let me fix this up. Byron, old pal, what's wrong? This isn't like you.
What the hell is that all about?
I don't know.
You didn't like my script. That's what it was all about.
Oh, stop being such a paranoid.
What do you mean paranoid? I sent him my script yesterday, and today he retires from pictures. And what am I supposed to think?
I'm sure he hasn't even read it. I'm just afraid it's much more serious.
What about your job?
He hasn't said a thing.
What if he goes back to England? He's always talking about that. Would you go with him?
Would you like me to stay?
That's up to you.
Don't feed me that. I kept you alive for the last 3 years.
He can fix anything.
You think you're bankable with any of the majors? You think they know how to put together a package for you? If it weren't for me, the only place you'd be playing is in the Wax Museum.
So there's another ashtray.
Michael!
Your turn.
Okay, run those dillies now.
You want me to fix up the mess you just made?
Get him back, boy director. Go and talk to him like you're supposed to be so good, because your next pitcher just walked out the door.
That's why I will.
14, take 5. All right, and action.
Byron!
You didn't say goodbye.
Stop it, Sammy. Don't be his errand boy. It nauseates.
I didn't come out here because...
I know you came out to save your own little opus.
Well, that's true, because without you, there's no picture.
Rubbish. Anybody can walk through the special effects for you.
Not that kind of picture. And there's nobody else for it. The part is you.
Sammy, you're the sweet boy, but
you can't possibly
understand what it feels like to be me. I'm an antique, out of date.
All right, what are you going to do? Plant roses? Actors don't retire. About 6 months and you'll blow your brains out, Bob.
I'm an anachronism.
What does that mean?
Sammy, look around you. The world belongs to the young. Make way for them. Let them have it.
I'll take it. I always wanted a gun like this. It's a beauty.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, you see, that's Byron Orlock over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
I see a lot of movie stars in the strip.
I thought he looked familiar.
Okay, now, you want place two?
Oh, yeah, might as well.
Sure, why not? It's only money.
Will you take a check?
Yeah, sure. You've been in before, haven't you?
Sure. So has my dad, a lot of times.
Besides, you've an honest face. Can we toss in some ammunition?
Yeah. A couple extra clips, if you could.
Okay, I can stamp that for you.
It's okay. How much altogether?
Comes to $249.60. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Here, don't forget your receipt.
Oh, thanks.
See ya.
And then I'll tell the hotel what time we're checking out.
Good. What a nice boy Sammy is. He's the only one I feel sorry about in all this.
He thought maybe you didn't like his script.
Doesn't he know I haven't read it?
Yes, I told him that.
Good.
I couldn't tell him why, though.
Oh, come now, Jenny. I'm too old for play acting. It's no fun anymore. How about a drink?
All right.
I think we should celebrate my freedom.
I'd like to know where that husband of yours is.
He's
been late every night recently. That job is...
Oh, darn.
It's all right. No harm done.
Oh, here, let me get it.
Turn the TV down, will you? I thought I heard the car.
Hello, girls.
I thought I heard you.
Smells good.
Did you remember to call the Irvins, dear?
Of course I did. Dinner ready?
I'm starving.
Well, don't you want to wait for Bobby?
What do you mean? Isn't he home? His car's here.
What? It is. Bobby, you out there?
Coming.
Well, wash your hands, Daddy, with me right away.
That's the best news I've heard all day. Hello, sir.
Hi, son. How's it going?
Okay. Hi, Mom.
Hello, dear. Come on, sit right down. Hi, Bobby. Hi, honey. Where have you been?
Just washing my hands.
Oh, well, we were worried about you. You certainly came in quietly. We didn't hear the car or anything. Have you been home long?
Just got in.
Ah, oh, that looks good. I just had time for lunch today.
Oh, Robert. Well, before, you know...
We thank you for the fleet we're about to receive on the Lord's name.
Amen.
Working you hard, Bobby boy?
Not
the
best,
certainly sir. Are working him hard. Pass Bobby the rolls, Eileen. Oh, did you order those tables for the bazaar, dear?
Didn't I say I would,
Charlotte?
So give me your plate, Eileen. That bazaar is all I hear about.
I'm sorry.
The boss
give me your plate,
late.
Bobby.
Have
to give some plate.
Hey, guess who I saw coming home?
Who?
Byron Orlock.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Did he scare you?
Yeah. No. I was driving towards the freeway, and I saw him standing on the sidewalk talking.
Well, to the future.
I'll drink to this. Just give me a drink.
Oh, my God, I forgot all about you.
Now, how could you forget about me?
Have a seat, Ed.
We had a date. 6 o'clock.
I forgot to tell you.
What's the problem, Ed?
No problem at all. I just wanted to go over the arrangements for tomorrow night.
What's tomorrow night?
That personal appearance.
What?
At the drive-in.
Yeah, now, everything's been taken care of. We got one of the big L.A. disc jockeys to introduce you, Kip Larkin. And I think you should meet with him tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, if it's all right with you.
I'm not making that appearance, Ed.
What?
I'm not making that appearance.
What do you mean, Byron? It's all set. It's all been taken care of. The ads, everything. Byron? Now what am I going to do? Would you please bring me a phone?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to get upset. I'm not going to get upset. Thank you very much. What are you trying to do? Get me fired? Byron, you know, you do have an obligation here.
I have no more obligations, and it's quite relaxing.
Marshal, we got a little problem here. I'm with Byron, and he says he's not going to do that PA tomorrow night. Marshal? He wants to talk to you. He just went to the John. No. No.
He knows you're here. I am here.
He says to tell you this has nothing to do with any difference between you two. There's a lot of innocent people affected here.
Tell him I can't quite see him in the role of public defender.
He's not buying it, Marshal.
He's so interested in the welfare of the people. Tell him to stop making pictures.
He doesn't care about the people.
My interpreter.
Why don't you talk to him, Byron? No, I'm in the middle here.
Don't call him back, Ed. Why torture yourself?
That's my job. I get paid to be a masochist. He's going to sue you, you know. And he'll win.
I've got a little money.
Did you know I graduated from Princeton? Summa cum laude. I majored in English literature. Well, I think that I'll go and get drunk. So long, folks.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Season opens next week.
Huh? What do you say?
Great.
They can get your wife to let you go.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, it'd be good for us. Get away from the girls for a couple of days. Getting flabby.
Hey, maybe we'll ask Pete and Tim along.
Just four guys.
Sounds great, sir.
Okay, we'll do it. You ready?
Ready.
First one misses, sets them up.
you doing? You know better than that.
I was just checking the elevation.
That's just how accidents happen. Never point a gun at anyone.
Sorry. I wasn't thinking.
All done?
Yes.
Good. What about my Chinese lesson?
I didn't think you felt like it anymore.
Oh. Well, how about another drink before dinner?
No, thanks.
Still sulking, huh?
No.
Oh, yes, you are. You've been sulking around all evening ever since my little scene with Ed.
I have been upset. I didn't know it showed that much.
You don't have to go on being my secretary, you know.
I know.
I don't want to break up a romance. I don't want that added to my list of sins.
That's not why I'm upset, you
know. No? Well, I feel no remorse, I can tell you that. The thought of never laying eyes on Smith and Loughlin again fills me with joy. So you can just stop being my little oriental conscience.
You really are in a foul mood.
Not at all. I'm just tired of your baleful looks.
Is that why you're trying to pick a fight with me?
Look, my dear. I know you have an Oxford degree, and perhaps all this is quite unworthy of your many talents. But you are only my employee.
There's an old Chinese saying. With the rich and powerful, always a little patience.
Very clever of the Chinese. I have an idea. Why don't you ask Smith for a job? Then you can be with Sammy all the time.
It would be easier if my concern were purely selfish, wouldn't it?
I really couldn't be less interested.
You'd love it if somehow you could convince yourself you'd been betrayed by everyone. Then you'd really be happy. No guilt and full of self-pity.
Quite a speech.
You ought to hear it in Chinese. There are one or two of us who care what happens to you. Though I can't imagine why.
Jenny, I'm... sorry. Come.
Good evening, Mr. Orlock. Where would you like this?
Oh, anywhere. It doesn't matter.
The dinners are in the warmer, sir, under the table. Thank you, sir. Good night. Enjoy your dinner.
Call him up. Say you were sick. One night, what's the difference?
Oh, that's not right. What should I wear?
Come on, just tonight.
Oh, besides, it's too late now. They couldn't get a substitute for me that fast.
What do you mean? The phone company's used to emergencies. Well, what if it was an emergency?
Well, it's not an emergency. Should I wear this sweater? Oh, it's got a run. Oh, well.
I want to talk to you, Eileen.
Hmm. What about? Hmm?
I don't know what's happening to me.
What?
If I get funny ideas.
Like what? Oh, you mean like that I shouldn't go to work tonight? That's where I look too bad.
You don't think I can do anything, do you?
What? I think you can do anything you want to if you put your mind to it. I don't know how this is. Anyway, how do I look? Well, my dear.
But don't take my car.
Hmm?
Take my mother's.
Oh, why?
Well, I've got to change the oil.
Oh, okay. Bye.
It's over.
So will we all, huh?
Oh, I got to check some of the hoses.
Okay. Well, night, son.
Tomorrow?
Come on, Charlotte.
I'll be right in. You can
buy night, sir. Of mind and at
very little expense. You look tired, dear. Don't tinker with that car all night now.
I won't.
You really like that insurance job, Bobby, that keeps you so late.
Well, sure, it's a good job.
I spoke to your brother today.
Oh, yeah?
Everyone's fine. The baby has a cold.
That's too bad.
Charlotte!
Well, good night, dear. Not too late now, promise?
I promise.
That's a good boy.
Charlotte?
Coming?
These worries need not be yours with the kind of protection offered you by Grant of Richmond, the old line company that cares about you. Pick up your phone. The number's in the white pages. Give us a call and let us do the worrying. That's Grant of Richmond. There's a branch near you.
Here now, ladies and gentlemen, is the young lady that we feel very happy and proud to have discovered on our show. We know you will enjoy her, and we know you'll make her feel welcome, because this is her first return visit to our show. You know what happens? They get so good, we can't get them back. Will you welcome now Miss Paige March?
You wanted me to come back here, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Sit down. I want to talk to you about a parole I've been trying to get. You know, it isn't as easy as it sounds. There's over 2,500 men in here, and they all want me to do something.
Branch 215. Tea, madam?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't sneak up on me like that. I never see you coming. I never hear you coming. I just look up, and there you are.
Who is that tapping at my chamber door? Sammy, I was just thinking about you.
Where's my script?
Come on in. I was just watching a relic I had a hand in.
Just give me my script.
I'll give you a drink.
Oh, that's different.
Hey, the criminal code.
Easy. I've had too much already.
I saw this at the Museum of Modern Art.
Schmidt's right. I am a museum piece.
Howard Hawks directed this.
I know. Yes. Thanks to him, it was my first really important part.
Have you seen Jenny?
I'm supposed to call her.
Why didn't you?
Tell a story.
Now look at this.
Indeed he does.
All the good movies have been made. What did you do with my script?
Oh, I don't know. It's over there someplace.
I wrote a hell of a picture for you. For you as you really are.
A tired old man.
No, no. This was last week when you still had some guts. It took days to convince Marshall. A work of art. You should have heard him when he first read it. I don't understand it. You sit still for three loud, terrible, lousy scripts we did, and finally, you know, I come up with something good. And you quit.
I haven't even read the damn thing.
Well, why not? Jesus, it's hot in here.
Sorry, I guess I feel the cold a little more than I did. Open the window.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
What's it all about?
What?
Everybody's dead. I feel like a dinosaur. Oh, I know how people think of me these days. Old-fashioned, outmoded.
Well, not after this picture, they wouldn't.
You can't change a whole lifetime with one picture.
What have you got if you quit?
Oh, Sammy, what's the use? Mr. Boogeyman, King of Blood, they used to call me. Marx Brothers make you laugh. Garbo makes you weep. All art makes you scream. And once I thought I'd be an actor. Oh, it's not that the films are bad. I've got mad. I couldn't even play a straight part decently anymore. I've been doing the other thing too long.
Of course you could.
And even that isn't the point. You know what they call my films today? Camp. High camp. Wait a minute, I want to show you something. My kind of horror isn't horror anymore. There we are. Look at that. No one's afraid of a painted monster.
The only thing you've said that's right is about this. Which is why you ought to do my movie. You don't play some phony Victorian heavy. You play a human being, and you could play the hell out of it. If I were your age, I'd play it myself. I'm going to go offer it to Vincent Price. I think I'd better go home now.
I think you better stay here.
I think I'd better stay here.
Oh, come on, come on. You'll be more comfortable on the couch. Get up.
Yeah.
Hey, hey!
I'm very drunk.
Hey, that's my bed. drunk as he is.
Shh. Sorry.
Oh.
Leave the light off.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Why are you still up?
Please leave the light off.
Why aren't you asleep yet?
I have a headache.
You know what time it is?
Don't forget the hall light.
Honestly, why can't we turn on the light?
It's my eyes.
Oh. Well, it certainly was a busy night tonight. God, I'm exhausted. Seems like everyone was calling long distance. You want to talk now?
Oh, you're tired.
Oh, I sure am. Well, aren't you going to go to sleep?
I just want to finish the cigarette.
Okay. Well, good night.
Good night, Eileen.
Gonna go to work. Eileen? Eileen? Bobby?
Have you gone mad?
I was having a nightmare. I open my eyes. The first thing I see is Byron Orlock.
Very funny. Very funny.
Oh, what time is it?
No.
I'll get it.
No.
Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
Oh, not so loud.
Here you are. Suite on the Super Chief to Chicago. Suite on the 20th Century to New York. First class on the Queen Elizabeth to Southampton. You have to leave tonight at 8 if you want to catch the ship.
Jenny. Suite to Chicago. Suite to New York. First class and the Queen Elizabeth. Cancel them. I might as well make that personal appearance tonight. No, don't say anything. I'm still retiring. But I told you I wanted to go home on the Queen Mary.
What happened here last night?
He had a guest. Oh, you just made my headache worse. You can do that lousy PA instead of my movie. Buy off your conscience. So I go back to television and you take my girl to London.
You look worse than he does.
I feel worse.
Go wash up.
No, I gotta go home.
Oh, no. You're going to stay and help me with that thing tonight.
Martyr.
Go on. Order some breakfast, would you, Jenny?
Oh, I could eat on that, you fella.
Hello, Eddie. This is Jenny. I have good news for you. Byron's going to do the drive-in.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
Could I have 300 rounds of the 30-06?
Okay.
Oh, and the box is a 12 gauge.
What size?
4 bucks.
Good bit of shooting. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. How's your dad?
It's okay.
Damn flu going around. Spent the day in bed yesterday. The whole day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Could you charge that to my dad?
I'll check. sign here, Bob. Going out with your dad again?
Yeah.
Here you go. Thanks a lot. What you hunting this time? Gonna shoot some pigs. Good luck.
Okay, groovy, groovy. Now, somebody announced me on the PA. Laddies and James, papas and mamas, as you boss this daddy, the winner spinning with the sounds around, tip the hip lark, and let's hark and lark.
All right, then after you finish plugging your show, you introduce Mr. Orlock, and we can get on with
the show. Not tip the hip. I'm just going to tell him what a big thrill this is for me, and that's no put on. When I was a kid, Mr. O, I must have dug your flicks 4 zillion times. You blew my mind.
Obviously.
Beautiful. Is that beautiful?
All right, come on, let's go on.
Hey, man. Direct me, CB.
I'll try. All right, after Mr. Orlock comes out and says a few words...
That's when I hit him with the questions from the kids in the audience. Got him right here.
All right, let's hear him.
Yeah, groovy. Mr. Orlock. Excuse me, do I call you Byron or Mr. Orlock?
Mr. Orlock.
Mr. Orlock. Groovy. Got some questions here from the fans out there. Mr. O, how do you like being in motion pictures?
What's the next one?
What's the next one?
Is Byron Orlock your real name?
Sammy, this isn't very interesting. Jenny, can't we hold up those calls?
Dick, what is your next flick gonna be?
Sammy, this is dull, deadly dull. It's going to be my last appearance, and I'd like to do something that...
Yeah. Hey, what are you cats talking about? Why don't you tell him a story? You know, a few scary stories.
Yes, I might perhaps do that, yes.
Well, what's taking you so long?
Hey, you know what they're doing, ma'am.
Well, now, let me think. I think I know a short one that might do.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
But what about these questions?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd like to leave you with a little story to think about as you drive home through the dark. Once upon a time, many years ago, there should be a pin spot to our receive on my face as I'm talking. Once upon a time, many, many years ago, a rich merchant in Baghdad sent his servant to the marketplace to buy provisions. And after a while, the servant came back, white-faced and trembling, and said, "Master, when I was in the marketplace, I was jostled by a woman in the crowd, and I turned to look, and I saw that it was death that had jostled me. And she looked at me and made a threatening gesture. Oh, master, please lend me your horse, that I may ride away from this city and escape my fate. I will ride to Samarra, and death will not find me there." So the merchant loaned him the horse, and the servant mounted it and dug his spurs into its flank, and as fast as the horse could gallop, he rode towards Samarra. Then the merchant went to the marketplace, and he saw Death standing in the crowd, and he said to her, "Why did you make a threatening gesture to my servant when you saw him this morning?" Death said, "I made no threatening gesture. That was only a start of surprise. I was astonished to see him here in Baghdad. I have an appointment with him tonight in Samarra."
Hey, what are you doing? Hey!
I really did mean one thing I said last night, Jenny. I don't want you to return to London with me if it's going to, upset any plans.
I never make plans, you know that. If you mean about Sammy and me, it'll probably make things go one way or the other.
Do the Chinese have a saying for that, too?
Byron Orla.
Orla.
I don't know, but she's probably here.
Good evening, Mr. Loughlin. How are you?
Other folks here yet?
No, you're the first one.
God, what an ugly town this has become.
Well, we certainly have a lot of police out here.
Thank you.
Atkins, young woman. You're speaking of the Baroness von Lepp, my wife.
The only occupants of this castle are Stefan and myself. You were the first visitor since the turn of the century.
Hiya, Paul.
Ed.
Well, Mr. Warlock, it certainly is a great honor to have you with us.
That's very kind. Where do you want us?
Well, we have a little stage right up in front of the screen.
Come on in, let's have a drink. It's on Marshall.
Oh, thank you very much for that. I think we'll just wait here in the car.
When do you want us to interrupt the film?
I'll show you.
Do you have to interrupt the film at all?
No, we're just waiting for Mr. Larkin.
Oh, Sam hasn't come yet, has he, Ed?
No.
Well, then we'll just go up front and watch.
All right. When you go in, just turn around and go all the way up to the front, up by the screen. You won't be bothered there, Mr. Warlock.
Thank you very much. All right, then.
Sure, just what I think. Ah, but don't forget, you saw her too.
Strange not to hear any reactions, isn't it?
Again.
You are not alone.
Somebody's shooting at people in there.
Out of
here. With arms up. Well, they seem to be loving it, don't they?
Hey, CB, what's happening?
I don't know. Is Mr. Orlock here yet?
Yes, he's right down by the screen.
Which side?
On the right.
Okay, thanks.
God knows I have enough upon my conscience to have the senseless murder of a young man who never harmed me.
How do you know what harm he planned? I'm wandering around the castle.
I'm calling the police.
Get Orlock out of there!
Thank you.
has a rifle.
Let's go. Clear out. Go now. Let's go.